Lindsay's in Seoul. I'm going to play this round of Trump 2. We are first round of the week.
On Star 102.
So emotional.
Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Absolutely.
I didn't know you cared so much.
Well, she has to do better than the Cavs. All right, Lindsay, wow. How are you? Good morning.
I'm just saying. That was not the best series.
No,
that's all I'm trying to say.
It wasn't. No. It was not.
There's Knicks fans still down here hanging from signs.
They're everywhere.
Oh, they're the free stamp. They fell asleep on the E. Is
that
free
That would probably be the logical place.
Yeah. Sideways.
Yeah, because the R would be very uncomfortable.
Yeah. You know? Which
E?
Either.
Yeah.
Either.
Or
you could probably fit six people on both E's.
There you go.
All right. Just doing the important work here on the
Lindsay,
Jen and Jim Show.
Did you have a good weekend? Are you having a good morning?
Yeah, we are. Good. I'm dropping my son off at school right now.
Okay. What's his name?
Ben.
All right, Ben. Awesome. Well, good. We appreciate you guys playing the game. Obviously, it's a 1v1 battle. Lindsay be taking on Jen. So whenever you're ready, Lindsay, ask Jen to leave the room.
All right, Jen, can you please leave the room?
I'm leaving the room. Good luck, Lindsay.
There
Have a
go.
Great day at school, Ben.
Yeah, absolutely, Ben. School's winding down. Yay. All right. So Jen's out of the room. We're going to ask you five questions. Producer Stevie, obviously in the studio with me, keeping track of the score. Let's begin with question one. It makes sense. All right, it's the Cleveland Monsters. Their season, unfortunately, is over after a tough 3-2 loss against those Toronto Marlies at Rocket Arena. Which sport did the Cleveland Monsters play?
What is it, Ben?
Hockey.
Question number two, time to hit the beach. The first teaser of the Baywatch reboot is out. Filming's underway, and the series scheduled to premiere on Fox not until January, though. Now, in the show Baywatch, in the original show Baywatch, and I would assume this one as well, was the beach that they patrolled, was it in California or was it in Florida?
California.
All right, question number three, the AMAs, American Music Awards, they were yesterday. We've got BTS was the big winner at this year's show, taking home the award for Artist of the Year, as well as Song of the Summer Award for their track Swim. New Kids on the Block kept the party going with their performance of this song from 1988. What's the title of this song?
The Right Stuff.
I don't even need to play. I don't even need the timer. There
it
you
was
go.
My first concert ever.
Was it? Where was it at? Do you remember?
In Long Island, Wantagh.
Long Island, there you go.
7 years old. I'm 42 now.
Oh, first concert. And they're still great. And they're still singing those songs.
Still great.
And the lady's still swooning over them. Like, it's an entire thing. No, absolutely. Question number four. A piece of Stranger Things memorabilia will soon be available to view at the Smithsonian. Netflix is going to have the first representation at the museum as Eleven's dress from season one of that hit show has been donated for display by the series creators, who are the Duffer Brothers. My question to you, what color is that iconic dress worn by Eleven in season one?
I can't remember. Red?
Yeah, let's go with red. Question number one.
No,
it was a huge.
Green.
Oh, okay.
Ben's just throwing out colors. I like it.
No,
question.
Green.
It's green?
Yeah.
Are you sure? It's green. We'll go with green.
Question number five. It was a huge Memorial Day weekend at the movies. The live action Star Wars film, The Mandalorian and Grogu, made more than $100 million. The most recent live-action Star Wars film, prior to this one, this was a live-action Star Wars film, so prior to this one, was in 2018. What was the name of that film?
Help me here.
What was the name of what?
The last Star Wars film.
Oh, sorry about that. There's the buzzer on that one. All right, we're going to see how you did with those five questions, and it's Jen's turn in 3 minutes. All right, let's continue around to Trump 2E on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Lindsay and Solon answering five questions a minute ago. How did Lindsay do?
Lindsay got three.
Ooh.
Good job, Lindsay.
Okay.
Lindsay, try to get that mug. Jen and Tim Show, limited edition coffee mug. All right, same five questions we asked Lindsay just a minute ago. Let's get to it. Question number one. So the Cleveland Monsters, well, their season is over, unfortunately. It was a tough 3-2 loss to the Toronto Marlies at Rocket Arena. Which sport did the Cleveland Monsters play?
Hockey.
Cortez hockey. Question number two. Time to hit the beach. The first teaser for the Baywatch reboot is out. Now filming is underway with the series scheduled to premiere on Fox in January. In the show, in the original show, and I would imagine this one, what was the beach they patrolled in California, or was it in Florida?
California.
It was in California. As we move to question number three, the AMAs, American Music Awards, they were yesterday. BTS, big winner. They took home the award for Artist of the Year, as well as grabbing the Song of the Summer Award for their track Swim. Also, throwback, New Kids on the Block kept the party going with the performance of this song from 1988. I need you to give me this title. Here's your timer.
I believe that is You Got the Right Stuff.
As we move to question number four, a piece of Stranger Things memorabilia will soon be available to view at the Smithsonian. So Netflix will have its first representation at the museum as Eleven's dress from season one of the hit show has been donated for display by series creators, the Duffer Brothers. My question to you, what is the color of that iconic dress that Eleven wore in season one of Stranger Things?
Is it yellow or blue? Yellow is what I...
Neither. It was pink.
Was it?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh. And in my head, I can see the dress, yet it's yellow in my head. That's
there
so funny.
It was pink.
All right.
The question number five.
Jen, you got to get this one or we'll have a tiebreaker.
Oh, Stevie, thank you. You're so good at reminding me.
Of course.
It was a huge Memorial Day weekend at the movies, the live-action Star Wars film.
No. First of all, I went to the movies this weekend. That popcorn holder is
for
$70.
For what?
The Mandalorian one.
Oh, it is. Okay.
The what's he called? Like Mew Mew or something like that?
Everything's expensive.
Grogu.
What is it?
Grogu.
Was it? So, once again, that made more than $100 million at the box office, Mandalorian and Grogu. So, that was a live-action Star Wars film. Now, the most recent live-action Star Wars film prior to this one was in 2018. I just need the name of the movie.
Oh, that's it?
That's
it was Mandalorian Takes Manhattan.
Why is it? I don't understand how it Takes Manhattan.
I need to find something.
Why is this the new Brad Peterson of movies?
Everything Takes
Solo,
Manhattan.
Solo, a Star Wars story.
Right.
Solo.
That was my next guess.
A Star Wars story.
They should have taken Manhattan. Imagine what Manhattan would have done.
You imagine that?
Freaked
no,
out.
Unfortunately, Manhattan
Freaked
took us
out.
Yesterday. too soon.
Yeah.
Where are we at?
I didn't like that.
Sorry. I didn't like it either.
We're tied at three.
You were even at the game there, Steve.
Neat.
All right, tiebreaker time. Jen's going to get her pen out. It is out. She's going to write down her answer at the same time that Lindsay is giving us the answer. The timer is still involved. I need an answer before you hear that buzzer or the answer does not count. I'm going to go back to question number one, Cleveland Monsters. How many games do they play during the regular season? How many games do they play during the regular season? Closest to that actual number without going over is the winner. Here's your timer.
15.
Jen,
oh, my God. I wrote down 65. I thought they played a lot of games.
They play 72 games the regular season. That's okay.
Oh, Bill.
If you know, you know. If you don't, you know. I mean, it's, you know, how else would you know? All right, Lindsay. We are, we're glad you played the game. We hope Ben has a great day at school, but you know what you need to say.
This is Lindsay from Solon, and I did not trump Tui.
Lee and Aurora going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Hey, Lee, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
Good. Just a reminder, it's a 1v1 battle. Let me see what this says. No friends, spouses, kids, or pets, or anyone else in the car.
No friends, spouses, kids, or pets. I'm good.
Excellent.
All right. Well, we love you, Lee. We're excited for you to play this game. Whenever you're ready, go ahead and ask Jen to leave the room.
Jen, please leave the room.
I'm leaving the room. Good luck, Lee.
There you go.
Thank
you. Hey, producer Stevie.
Hello.
You went to that game yesterday, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Bad luck.
The whole series.
No, the whole series. You could have been the whole series. That's all right. You see Chalamet and...
Yeah, they're right in front of me. Well, not right in front
what?
Of me, but like...
What, are we paying? You're in the lower bowl? Oh, Stevie. Fancy.
I didn't pay.
You think they're going to get married? Chalamet
they
and...
They seemed all over each other.
I know.
Like, not like overly, but like... I mean, they were, like, talking real close, probably so that people didn't hear them.
Yeah, probably.
But it seemed very...
Okay.
They seemed locked in.
That's some Stevie scoop there. All right, Lee. We're going to ask you five questions. Producer Stevie keeping track of the score. Jen's in the hallway. She has no idea what's happening in this part of the game. It is not for her. It's just about you answering five questions before you hear that buzzer. That's all you need to do. When you're done, we will bring Jen back in, and she has to answer those same five questions. Remember, all week long, the limited edition Jen and Tim Show coffee mug is up for grabs. Let's get to it. Question number one. The U.S. Postal Service is bringing back its popular Mr. Rogers Forever stamp after it won a nationwide fan vote, the stamp officially going back on sale June 1st at post offices and also online. What color cardigan was Mr. Rogers famous for wearing? It was either red or green.
Red.
Question number two. A piece of Stranger Things memorabilia will soon be available to view at the Smithsonian. Netflix will have its first representation at the museum as Eleven's pink dress from season one of the hit show has been donated for display. Which actress plays the role of Eleven on the series Stranger Things?
Millie Bobby Brown.
Millie Bobby Brown. Question number three. The Mandalorian and Grogu won the North American box office this holiday weekend, debuting at number one at $102 million. Oh, look at that. 102. For 4 days. What nickname is Grogu most commonly known by?
Mini Yoda.
Question number four. Drake made Billboard 200 history by debuting in first, second, and third place simultaneously. Now, the feature also ties Drake with Taylor Swift for the most number one albums among solo acts. In fact, only this iconic British rock band is ahead of them overall with 19 number ones.
Oh, I really hope it's Queen.
Let's go with Queen. As we move to question number five, Miley Cyrus. This is big news. She received her much-deserved star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame on Friday, but her mom, Tish Cyrus, unintentionally got people talking after she sparked marriage rumors. She was reportedly heard saying, "We're going to bring the husband." It's always something with that family. Mm-hmm. What is the first name of Miley Cyrus's fiancé and maybe husband?
Oh, Max?
Oh, let's go with that for the answer for question number five. So let's see how you did with those five questions. And it's Jen's turn in 4 minutes. Let's continue the game. All right. Smack in the middle of a round of Trump Tui. Every time I say that, you laugh. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Lee and Aurora. She did her job, answered five questions a minute ago. It's now time to reveal how she did.
Lee got three.
Whoa! Hey, Lee with three. Hashtag Lee with three. It's trending. Woo-hoo. Northeast Ohio.
I'll take it.
There you go. Mug up for grabs. Limited edition Jen and Tim Show coffee mug. All right, so let's get it. Question number one.
It's a smooth sip
that's right.
To the lip.
Thank you, Jen. Question number one, the U.S. Postal Service.
I did not jump in to tell you that.
You did. Question number one, U.S. Postal Service is bringing back its popular Mr. Rogers Forever stamp. Not sure why this is a question.
So
after
cute.
It won a nationwide fan vote, the stamps officially go back on sale June 1st at post offices and also online. What color cardigan was Mr. Rogers famous for wearing? It was either red or green.
Red.
It was red. Let's move to question number two.
Easy breezy.
A piece of Stranger Things.
Stop doing that.
I didn't do anything. I'm just trying to get to question number two. Question number two.
Oh, my God.
A piece of Stranger Things memorabilia will soon be available to view at the Smithsonian. Netflix will have its first representation at the museum as Eleven's pink dress from season one of the hit show has been donated for display. Which actress plays the role of Eleven?
Millie Bobby Brown.
Millie Bobby Brown is right. As we move to question number three, The Mandalorian and Grogu won the North American box office this holiday weekend, debuting at number one with $102 million over 4 days. What nickname is Grogu most commonly known by?
I don't know. That's the name of the popcorn bucket. The only thing I know.
Grogu. It's Baby Yoda.
Oh, he's Baby Yoda. Oh, I think I actually knew that, probably. Oops. Can I rewind?
You can.
Oh, okay.
I think it's a function. I don't think at this station.
All right.
Question four. Drake made Billboard 200. You're feisty today, Stevie.
I didn't say anything.
Question number four. Drake made Billboard 200 history by debuting in first, second, and third place simultaneously. Now, the feat also ties Drake with Taylor Swift for the most number one albums among solo acts. In fact, only this iconic British rock band is ahead of them overall with 19 number ones.
Like the Beatles? The British rock band?
Sorry, that was at. Question number five. It was the Beatles, yes.
Oh my God.
Why am I getting the look, Stevie's questions? Why do I always get the look?
I'm annoyed. I don't like the answer, like the Beatles? Question mark.
I know.
Yeah.
Probably should have given
it
to
her. Like you wanted me to be more when I do the fake confidence thing. Mm-hmm. Oh, the Beatles.
Did the Beatles take Manhattan? Yeah. Something like that.
Well, no, because that you wouldn't give me. But don't you worry. Next time I don't know an answer, they'll take Manhattan.
Question number five.
Miley, Jen, you are tied at three, so you got to get this one.
Oh, not again.
You always get in there to tell me. You do. Thanks, Stevie.
Just so you know to like really lock in on this question.
Yeah, I'm locked.
Yep.
Yepper.
It's about to get interesting up in here.
Thank you, Jen. Question
five. I hate up in here.
I do, too. Why did I say that?
Question number five.
Why did I ever say that?
Miley Cyrus received her much-deserved star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame on Friday. But her mom, Tish Cyrus, unintentionally got people talking after she sparked marriage rumors. She was reportedly heard saying, "We're going to bring the husband."
Ooh.
What is the first name of Miley Cyrus's fiancé slash maybe husband?
Guy, Matt.
You're close.
Max.
You know that. Your kid's
name. Come on.
He's from some like emo band or something, right? What's the band he's in?
That's question six. All right, so where are we at? I'm so lost. I don't have any idea.
Tied at three.
All right, tiebreaker time. Didn't we have one earlier? We got a ton of tiebreakers today.
We have. Tim, thanks.
All right, Lee, just in case, just a reminder how this works. I will give you a question. Close is the actual number without going over. The timer is still in play, so you need to make sure you give me that answer before you hear the buzzer. Jen has her marker or pen in her hand. She's going to be writing down her answer at the same time to keep this fair. I just thought that this was a crazy...
I
don't want to say stat or information. Going back to question number one and going back to Mr. Rogers, he made a point of staying at the exact same weight for 30 years because of that show. I want to know what weight Mr. Rogers weighed consistently. Is that a thing?
Yes.
You going BMI?
Well, yeah.
How much did he weigh for 30, like exactly for 30 years in a row? Here's your timer.
135.
Oh, wow. Sorry, Mr. Rogers. I said 167.
Oh, thick Rogers.
He was tiny.
Trust me, I don't even know what 160 looks like. He, for 30 years, consistently weighed 143 pounds.
No way!
143 pounds made it like a thing that he wanted to do. 143 pounds. I just thought that was interesting.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, Lee. You did it. You trumped me.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, if you are interested in trying to put on a few pounds, I have to give Fantasy Delight and Aurora a shout out. You talked about it last week. It's the best ice cream around.
That'd be good. That's part of we calling it. Scoop Squad, I forget.
Yeah, we're going with Scoop
Squad.
Okay,
so we're going with Scoop Squad. That's another vote for that.
Yes.
All right, we're listening to you.
Delight.
We appreciate it. Like
love
the name.
It.
I mean,
love
that's great. All right, tell everybody who you are. Tell everybody what you just did.
I'm Lee from Aurora, and I just trumped Chewy.